started, and you know, we're a little bit frustrated in the changing room that we've not extended our lead. Strange old game. Obviously, they've had two men sent off, and you know, they've got yourself back to 2-1. The disappointing aspect for me is their goal. Obviously, when the three of our boys are around their one of them should have took responsibility. We got into some great positions second half. Got to say, the goalkeeper's made some unbelievable saves, and we're a little bit frustrated. But you know, that's all it is—a tiny frustration because of the football club that we talked about. This home advantage we've got from the support and the great ground and the terrific backing that we have, and the players and whoever's been involved with the club have not had a rock solid home record for quite a long time. That's 6 wins on the bounce for us, which is fantastic. That's 13 games unbeaten, which is great, and we're up to second. So you know, we'll have a slight bit of frustration that we've not really put them to bed second half. We'll have a slight frustration with their goal, but apart from that, that is all. You know, it's been another win for us, and we move quickly on to Bury on Tuesday night.
Yeah, you're well on top even before the red cards.
Well, I thought we were, yeah. You know, I can't be criticised for and I've not seen the penalty again, but for me he just looks about to smash it in the back of the net, so it's a goal scoring opportunity, so that's a sending off. And the second one, poor Coots looking not to break his leg, and he can say, well, he hasn't broke his leg, but he's looking not, that if he was off the deck, it's a poor tackle, and that isn't my team's indiscipline, that's the opposition's, and fair play to them. They sat in late on, sat in second half and defended manfully, some unbelievable blocks by their lads, and made it difficult for us. We can look at our last little bit, and we say, talked, as I said all along, about the goalkeeper making some unbelievable saves to keep it down to two, and that's the way I look at the game.
You did everything but score second half.
I think so, yeah. And you know, I understand, you know, supporters want it to go from two to three. I don't think that was for the want of trying. You know, we had to be patient, we had to move the ball across the pitch, we had to get into good positions. But you know, we talked about it in there just quickly. If we put a session on, a defending session where eight had a go at the 10 and they sit that deep, it really sometimes has to be a perfect goal. But we've got into some really good positions and the goalkeeper's made some good saves. So whether it's our little bit of lack of quality around the edge of the box, the last little bit, the finishes, because we've had some good chances, Chapman should score, a couple others, balls flashed across the face of the goal, or the goalkeeper keeping it to two, and that's the way I look at it.
Mentioned the run that you're on, Chris, you're now second
in
the table as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, we said we have to take care of our own business before. There's some difficult games for opposition teams, and I always thought that you know, you look at the fixture list and it's a tough old league, and we've taken care of a team that's won the last three, and got the result. You know, as I said, they've sat in and defended manfully, and they got full credit for that. But we're happy that we've got the win, six games on the spin at home, and we're up to second.
Chris, is it a win that's obviously a good win moving you into second, but is it one that's come at a cost, obviously, with having to make three subs all for injury?
Yeah, early on, you know, to lose Duff, to lose Kieran Freeman and Paul Coates. We're hoping, you know, we'll see how they are over the weekend, because they've been big players for us. But we've got a good enough squad now to hopefully, you know, look after the situation if those boys miss out.